Okay, so the headline today, local SEO takeaways from Google I/O 2025.
Right.
And you hear Google I/O and maybe you think, that's just big tech stuff, Silicon Valley insiders.
It doesn't always feel relevant day to day.
Exactly. But what actually came out of their big event this week, well, it has a surprisingly direct impact on how your local business gets seen online.
It really does.
So we're going to try and, cut through the jargon today. We want to zero in on what actually matters for you, the listener, help you stay ahead, not just keep up.
Think of this as like your quick briefing on the key changes Google's rolling out, specifically for how local customers are going to find businesses like yours. And our goal isn't to, drown you in technical details. It's really about pulling out the most important insights from I/O.
Yeah, actionable stuff.
Actionable stuff, exactly. And translating that into concrete steps you can actually take, like right now, to boost your local presence.
Okay. And where are we drawing this from today?
We're looking at a really good post, actually, from freebusinesslisting.com. It just came out today, May 22nd, 2025.
Hot off the press.
Yeah, it breaks down all the key local SEO news from the event. So the big question is, how can local businesses like yours thrive in this new sort of AI-powered Google world?
Right, let's dive in.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The really big story, it seems, from I/O is this deeper integration of AI into search. They're calling it AI mode, powered by Gemini.
That's the one. AI mode, using Gemini.
So what does this actually mean, like for how people search for, I don't know, a local plumber or a cafe?
Well, the core shift, I think, is how Google's presenting the results. It's moving beyond just that list of blue links we're all used to. For more complex questions, maybe multi-part questions, where someone needs a fuller answer, Google's going to start generating these AI-powered summaries.
Okay, summaries.
Yeah, using advanced reasoning. And this is the crucial part for local businesses. A lot of personalization.
Personalization. Okay, tell me more about that.
So think about it. Maybe fewer generic searches like pizza near me in the future.
Right.
Instead, the AI might figure out someone wants, say, vegan, gluten-free pizza place with outdoor seating that I haven't tried before, based on their past searches, maybe even dietary info they've shared somewhere.
Wow, okay, that's specific.
It is. And that level of detail, that granularity, it means businesses with really specific offerings, niche services that might actually have a better chance of being discovered. It also means you got to be really clear in communicating what makes you special, what those specifics are.
Okay, so personalization really changes the game. It means aiming for that, traditional number one spot might not be the only goal anymore, or maybe not even the main goal.
Precisely. That's a really good way to put it. Because these AI summaries are tailored, like right down to the individual user. Factors like their exact location right now, their search history, the real intent behind their search query, all that becomes way more influential.
So how does that translate for local SEO strategy?
Well, for local businesses, it means getting recognized as a relevant, trustworthy source within those AI summaries. That could actually bring you more visibility, potentially, than just ranking number one in the old organic list. It's
Interesting.
almost like getting a direct nod or recommendation from Google itself.
Oh.
And that's huge.
Okay, huge implications. So let's get practical. What does this mean for what I actually do, like today? What are the tangible actions a local business owner listening right now should be taking?
Right, the actionable steps. The article points to a couple of really crucial areas. First, and this isn't new, but it's more important than ever, your Google Business Profile, your GBP. It needs to be absolutely complete, filled out, and kept meticulously up to date. Seriously, this is the main pool of info Google's AI is going to draw from to understand you.
Like your digital shop window.
Exactly. Make it informative, make it inviting. And second, this concept we've talked about before, EEAT.
Right, experience, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness.
Yep. That's becoming even more vital for the AI. You need to be creating helpful content that clearly shows you've got those qualities.
EEAT. Yeah, we have discussed it. But it sounds like in this AI world, Google's really trying to double down on figuring out who's reliable. So
Totally.
how does a local business owner like actively show they have EEAT? It sounds a bit abstract.
Well, think about it this way. Everything you put online kind of builds that signal. Your website copy, the descriptions in your GBP, customer reviews, it all plays a part. Are you providing detailed, accurate info about what you do? Are you showcasing your know-how, maybe through blog posts or helpful guides? Are your customers leaving good reviews that build trust? Experiences, you know, have you actually done the thing? If you're a baker, have you baked the bread?
Right.
Expertise is knowing your stuff.
Yeah.
Authoritativeness is being seen as a go-to source locally. And trustworthiness, well, that comes from reviews, accurate details, security, all those things the AI needs to see to believe you're credible.
That makes a lot of sense when you break it down like that. Okay, the article also mentioned AI-friendly integrations. Sounds a bit techy. What's the key takeaway there for, say, someone running a local shop or a service business?
Yeah, it sounds technical, but the core idea is making it easier for the AI to understand you quickly. This is where structured data comes in. Schema markup.
Schema markup. Heard of it, but what is it exactly?
Think of it like adding little labels or tags to the info on your website. Invisible to users mostly, but search engines, and now AI, read them.
Okay.
These labels tell the AI, hey, this is our address, these are opening hours, this is a special offer, this is a product with this price.
So you're kind of pre-digesting the information for the AI.
Exactly. By adding specific code snippets to your site, things like local business schema, product schema, service schema, you're giving Google's AI a clear, organized map of your business. It helps it understand you way faster and more accurately.
Got it. So it's about making sure the AI can easily read and process your website info.
Precisely. And there's a specific point for retailers here. Anyone selling products.
Oh.
Syncing your real-time inventory and pricing with Google Merchant Center.
Ah, Merchant Center.
Yeah. It's becoming even more critical. It acts like your central inventory list that can feed directly into this AI search.
So if someone asks AI mode about a specific product,
Google can show accurate, up-to-the-minute stock levels and pricing pulled directly from your Merchant Center feed. Really important for accuracy.
Right. Makes perfect sense. Okay, moving on. New Google Business Profile event tools. This sounds more straightforward, maybe. A way to promote local stuff.
Absolutely. This is a nice practical update. Google's making it easier to promote local events directly from your GBP dashboard.
Like what kind of events?
Think sales, special offers, open houses, workshops, live music nights, really anything happening at your location that you want people to know about.
So it's not just static info anymore. Your GBP becomes more dynamic, showing what's happening now.
That's the idea. Keep it fresh, keep it current.
What are the tips for using these event tools effectively?
Well, the advice is pretty straightforward, but important. Post events regularly. Keep your business visible, top of mind.
Okay, consistency.
Yeah. And crucially, make those posts look good. Use attractive photos, high-quality images, and always, always include a clear call to action.
Like what?
Tell people exactly what you want them to do. Visit us this weekend. RSVP here. Book your spot now. Make it obvious.
Got it. Engage actively. Use good visuals, clear instructions. Okay, this next term. Generative engine optimization. GEO. Sounds like a play on SEO.
It is, kind of. It seems like a direct response to this new AI search environment.
So how is GEO different from traditional SEO?
Well, think about traditional SEO. A lot of focus on specific keywords, right?
Yeah.
Getting those keywords into your content.
Right. Keyword density and all that.
Yeah. GEO. It acknowledges that with sophisticated AI, the focus shifts. It's more about creating content that the AI can easily understand, interpret accurately, and importantly, trust.
Trust as a good answer to someone's question.
Exactly. Imagine traditional SEO is like trying to make your keywords the loudest.
Mm.
GEO is more like having a really well-organized library.
Mm.
So when someone asks the AI librarian a specific question, it can easily find your helpful, reliable resource and recommend it.
So less about keyword stuffing, more about just providing genuinely useful information clearly.
That's the core of it. Use natural language. Be helpful.
What are the practical steps then for GEO?
It really comes down to proactively answering the common questions your customers actually have.
Okay.
Do that clearly in your blog posts, in your service descriptions, your GDP descriptions. Maybe create detailed FAQs, helpful how-to guides relevant to your local area. Basically, produce content that an AI can easily digest and summarize.
Answer the questions before they're asked in a way humans and AI understand. Makes sense. Okay, finally, the article mentioned broader strategic shifts for small business marketing. What should we be thinking about there?
Yeah, this is about the bigger picture. How should your overall marketing adapt? Google's clearly aiming for a more personal, more conversational search experience.
So our marketing needs to reflect that.
It really should. One key recommendation is using more natural language everywhere. Write like people talk.
Uh-huh.
ditch the really formal, jargon-heavy stuff, unless your audience demands it, obviously.
Huh?
Be more conversational in your website copy, your social media, your emails.
Okay, conversational tone. What else?
Another big one is the responsible use of first-party data.
Data you collect yourself from your customers.
Exactly. If you're collecting email addresses, purchase history, that sort of thing,
yeah.
Think about how you can use that ethically to personalize offers or outreach. Make it feel relevant and helpful, not creepy or intrusive.
Right. Personalization, but done right.
Yes. And finally, a really important point. Don't put all your eggs in the Google basket.
Diversify.
Absolutely. Keep up your efforts on social media. Use email marketing effectively. Build relationships with other local businesses, maybe local influencers or community groups. Don't rely only on Google search for your visibility.
Okay, so pulling it all together, the main theme seems to be that local SEO isn't just about being found anymore. It's evolving into being featured, being recommended, and really being trusted by AI.
That's a perfect summary. And the way to get there is by focusing on those key areas. Keeping your GBP pristine, creating great content with EEA, using schema and real-time data smartly, using those new GBP event tools, thinking about GEO principles, clear, helpful answers, and of course, diversifying your overall marketing. If you do that, you'll be in a really good position for what's coming.
This has been super helpful. It's easy to feel, I don't know, a bit swamped by these big tech shifts sometimes.
It is.
But breaking it down into these kinds of actionable steps really helps make it feel more manageable for, you know, the local business owner listening.
Hopefully.
So for you, the listener, as you think about all this, here's maybe a final thought to chew on. With search becoming so much more personalized, driven by the sophisticated AI, how might the fundamental ways local businesses connect with their communities change in the next few years?
Interesting question.
What unique opportunities might this open up for you? Things that maybe weren't even possible before this AI-driven search landscape. Definitely something worth thinking about on your own.